right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Congratulations right off the bat to the Michigan Tech soccer team on their berth into the NCAA tournament for the second straight season. Their season's not over yet. And congratulations again to Coach Michelle Jacob and the Michigan Tech soccer team. Last night up at the Rock House, they had their selection party and went crazy once again as their name was mentioned and shown on television. Pretty cool. Hey, Wes Fromm?
Yeah, absolutely. Very fun. You know, anytime you think your season might be over and you've learned that it's not, you know, they obviously work really hard all off season and summer and all through the season to get to this point. And they got there, and not only did they get there, but they got the number 3 seed in the tournament. And so they, you know, they play the number 6 seed in Bellarmine on Friday. And the winner of that match will play against Grand Valley State on Sunday, and all those matches will be played in Allendale.
Very cool. Let's take a listen again from the Michigan Tech website, the video of the team up at the Rock House last night, waiting to find out if they were selected into the NCAA tournament. So there you go. Congratulations. The answer was yes, they did get in.
As soon as the words Michigan Tech came out of the announcer's mouth, yeah, it was pandemonium. But
it's funny, last year watching it, if I remember right, the Michigan Tech's name came up on screen before they were mentioned.
Before they said it.
Before so they said it.
And didn't even hear it.
Didn't even hear it. This year we actually heard it. But that's great. I mean, such a young program and already second year in the tournament.
Absolutely, yeah. And congrats to Coach Jacob. We'll have a chance to talk to her here in a little bit. But very cool for their program. And hopefully we'll have a bunch of guys maybe not making that noise, but going crazy on Sunday evening, 5 o'clock.
Like, yeah!
Yeah! as they hopefully get in the NCAA football playoffs. But they got work to do yet, Dirk. Their season, regular season, is not over. Big game coming up on Saturday. Yes, we have home football on Saturday. Don't look outside right now. The Plows will be busy getting the Sherman Field ready for Saturday's game. But, yeah, big game. And then, you know, Dirk, the way things sit right now, we could have another home game in the playoffs. You know, if we're third or fourth, you know, fourth or higher, you get a home game in the playoffs. And so it could be, you know, we could be home again on the 22nd. And you know, that's a lot of chickens to count right now. But, right, you know, we're in the point where, you know, those type of things we got to think about. And we're in position. So I got to take care of business on Saturday against Lake Erie. Of course, big hockey games this weekend coming up at Bemidji State as they continue to play in WCHA. Always very important to get league points. Now they're another road league series, and I know Coach Pearson and his team will be ready to go for that as they try to stay unbeaten. Pretty cool. Number 5, Dirk, in the country that just came out yesterday. So,
you know, I'll be honest, I didn't think, you know, I knew we could move up with the sweep this past weekend, but I didn't think we'd go all the way to 5. That's awesome.
It is.
That is just great.
Well, there's nobody else that's unbeaten and untied that's right. Played games so far. So, you know, we're pretty happy about that, obviously. And, you know, the volleyball season ended last weekend, but basketball is gearing up. They have a regular season game on Saturday. We've got the exhibition game against Finlandia for men's basketball tomorrow night. So lots going on.
All right. Well, we have lots to talk about, so let's take a break. We'll be back and talk Michigan Tech football as we get set for their final home game in the regular season in just a little bit here on Huskies Drive Time.